now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. And hello there. And for those of you in the right-hand lane, remember, it may be converging to the left. So if when I travel around this area, I am always amazed that a number of people don't realize that sometimes that lane on the right has to merge to the left, and they just keep going and going and going. And I think it's all California's fault. That's what it is. We're going to find out more. We got a whole bunch of good things to talk about Yavapai County, which happens probably to be the place where you live right now. So we'll be back with a couple of special guests and our interlocutor, Mr. Dave McAtee, who will tell us more about it right after these words. You are listening to the radio, KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world in other great cities on KQNA.com.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Celebrate a Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Join in the fun Saturday, October 27th. The area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes for best overall, best group, and best theme costumes. Win up to $500 Castle Cash each hour during Cash Coffin Hot Seats from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. And Curious George returns to the Dragonfly for a night of great music and fun. Don't miss a Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
David Stringer calls himself conservative, but he supports a marijuana industry plan that would make our drug problem worse. He voted to recommend marijuana for opioid addicts. This idea that marijuana can help opioid addicts comes from the pot industry, and it's not true. Research shows marijuana makes opioids harder to quit. Opioid addicts who use marijuana do worse, not better. The marijuana sellers don't care what's true. They just want to make money. But I do care. I'm Dr. Ed Gogek, candidate for state representative. I work with opioid addicts. I also wrote a book that warned just how unscrupulous the marijuana industry would be. They target teenagers by selling pot as cookies, candy, and soda. They were even caught recommending marijuana to pregnant women. We need to stand up to them, but David Stringer won't do it. He voted with them. If you send me to the legislature, I will fight them harder than anyone. I'm Dr. Ed Gogek. I approve this ad. Paid for by Ed Gogek for state representative.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, and thank you for joining us this, what is today, Thursday afternoon. My goodness. And I understand what the temperatures are going to be in the 70s this weekend. I'm down with that.
Beautiful weather here in paradise.
Absolutely. Dave McAtee, who is a public information director, officer.
Yeah.
For Yavapai County,
that's right.
You have brought some special guests in. Dave, tell me who you've brought.
Well, thank you, Chuck, for having us. I brought two people, as I usually do. Across the table from me is David Williams, who is our Development Services Director. He's the one that if you need a house permit to build in the county, you go see him and his department. They'll take care of you.
Yeah. And he has brought a special guest, too.
He brought
Mini-Me
over there. His son is in the room.
Hello, Matthew.
Matthew's in the room. And next to me is Sharon Rickman, who is the Community Health Center of Yavapai's director. Many people don't realize that the county has a clinic or doctor's office with pediatricians and dental professionals.
And dentists and behavioral health.
And behavioral health, that's right. So all kinds of great medical services that the county is offering to those with insurance, without. It's a great service, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today.
All right. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with Sharon.
All right,
put
Sharon.
Her on the hot shot.
Has everybody had the flu shot?
I can't speak for everyone in the room.
Well,
I have had.
Raise your hand. Flu shot. Uh-oh, Mr. Williams.
I'm going to take the fifth on this one. Right,
it's still
call
early.
928-583-1000, and
next
we'll get you in for that.
There you go. Well, the county does take care of getting flu shots to those who want and need them.
We do, both through the clinic and public health. So public health, I believe you can walk in.
On Tuesdays.
For sure. On
Tuesdays have walk-in days.
David is a public information guy. He knows that.
He knows these things.
And we, of course, are always accepting patients. So we'll make sure you get your flu shot either with payment through your insurance or sliding fee scale.
All right. Now, tell me kind of a bigger picture of what it is that your office has a responsibility for.
I don't think a lot of people realize that, like David said, that the county actually has a health clinic. And it's not only a health clinic, we're a federally qualified health center, meaning we receive what's called Section 330 federal funds. And we've had those since 2002. And it helps us to provide services on a sliding fee scale to those that can't afford it. But we accept all insurance. And a lot of...
Do you mean all insurance?
All insurance. If you have Medicare, managed care,
Blue
Medicare...
Blue Cross, no, all of those.
Any private, yes. United Healthcare, Blue Cross, Blue Shield... county, city,
VA?
VA, we will accept it and bill it. And a huge misconception that somehow maybe substandard care, not at all, to get our federal funds. We have quality measures, and we are expected to perform, or they can take away our monies.
And these are all local doctors. These guys moved here because they love the area. They're dedicated professionals, board certified, many of them.
I mean,
all of them. So if you need a doctor to see on a regular basis, this is the place to go. If you're bleeding from your eyes, this is not the place to go. This is not an emergency room.
Yeah.
This is your regular doctor.
And this is for families.
Not
old people,
children,
not kids, everybody. What about dentistry?
We offer dental services on a sliding fee scale, and we also accept insurance, so we're happy to see anyone. Dental is just a little bit different in we don't really do restorative services. Those get really costly, and so more preventative, and if you need an extraction, we don't do bridges, dentures, that sort of thing.
But you can get them to the right place.
We can get them to the right place,
yeah.
And we can make sure they get out of pain and that the issue's taken care of.
Now, we've talked about all the good things that are available. Where should a person go to take advantage of this service?
We have three clinics in Prescott. We're located at 1090 Commerce Drive.
Okay, now that's that way. Right up Sandretto.
Right up from the car dealership.
Yeah. We'll let David answer that question. Yeah. I've got up and down, but I don't have north, south, east, west.
I'm pointing over there. You can't use...
Oh, Commerce Drive is where the MVD is in Prescott, so north into town.
Up in the ballpark's up there. Absolutely. So, yeah.
And then in Prescott Valley, we're located at 3212 North Windsong Drive.
So it's pretty near the hospital.
Very near the hospital,
complex.
Yes. And in Cottonwood, we are 51 Brian Mickelson Parkway. To make an appointment in Cottonwood, 928-639-8132. And I was telling Dave, if he needs a flu shot in Prescott or Prescott Valley, 928-583-1000.
All right. That's a good start. Now, let's talk about other areas that your office is responsible for. We've talked about health care. What other challenges do you have?
They're doing
a lot of work
in behavioral health, which is a real need in this area.
Yeah, that's so.
We do. And the federal government is putting more and more money towards helping to solve the opioid crisis.
And that's where, you know, we were going with the fact that we have health care and then we have kind of a behavioral health care. You know, it's kind of mixed together in a way, isn't it?
Right. It's called integrated care.
Yeah.
And you can get dental, behavioral health, and primary care all under one roof. We talk to each other. Our electronic health record, they're able to access records from one to the other. You know, lots of people think, well, how does dental have anything to do with my
physical health? Yeah, I can tell you, you got a toothache. Yeah.
And same with behavioral health. And we actually, with behavioral health, we do what are called warm handoffs. So if we have a patient and it seems like there's more going on here, they're depressed or they're having anxiety or whatever the primary care physician might see.
Being highly stressed will affect your whole general health.
Right. We have a social worker and a psychiatric nurse practitioner that can, the nurse practitioner can prescribe medications if needed. The social worker usually sees them first, does some counseling, talks to them about what's going on. We most certainly don't want to over-medicate, so maybe it's just some counseling. But we can serve the whole person, integrated care.
And I think another issue that I alluded to earlier is the fact that the county will help you, and also if they find that you need something more specialized or more detailed, you can get directed in an area so that you're not just saying, well, sorry, we can't help you. You're going to find out how you can get help.
We do. We actually have a referral department. So when your primary care physician or dentist or behavioral health says, you know, we think you need to, well, let's go to the big C. You need to see an oncologist. We are going to be able to point you to numerous oncologists, and you can do some research. We'll make the referral, get the appointment set up. For people who have insurance, easy. For people who don't have insurance, not so easy. But we are a county department, but we partner with the Prescott Free Clinic. They are a nonprofit board, and so we're able to take donations through the Prescott Free Clinic, and they do pay for a lot of specialist visits, some extra testing. The toughest part comes in with treatments because we don't have the kind of donations that help with that. But for breast cancer, we do. We just found out we'd partnered with another FQHC, North Country, in Flagstaff. They have clinics across northern Arizona, I think from Kingman to Flagstaff, and maybe even Winslow. I'm not sure about that one, though. All along the I-40 corridor, and together we received a $140,000 grant so that women in northern Arizona, if they need cancer treatment for breast cancer and they don't have insurance, we have monies for that.
That's wonderful, and I hope that we're getting people aware of this. This is available, and also, of course, David, you know, people can either go online at home, or if you don't have it online, most libraries have it available too.
Right, chcy.info is their direct website. And, you know, I almost hate to use the word clinic because it kind of generates this image of a cold environment. But really, this is a very welcome, very comfortable environment that people can go to and find their primary care provider. And a lot of people don't realize that you need to take a part in your own health care. And that is finding a good doctor to stay with.
And they're there to either help, or they if you can't, they'll tell you how you can.
Absolutely. They'll point you in the right direction.
Right, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to talk about stress. Where do we get Williams
Dave
over
Williams,
here?
That's right. That's pretty stressful.
Dave Williams is going to give you stress, folks. So we're going to take a time out. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and on the Internet, kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
An Arizona registered nurse speaks out on healthcare.
My name is Tammy. I'm a nurse, and like so many, I have a pre-existing condition. So I pay close attention to who will protect my healthcare. Martha McSally supports making insurance companies cover pre-existing conditions. Those attack ads are just lies.
Why the false attacks on Martha McSally? Because Kyrsten Sinema wanted to make our healthcare much worse. Sinema's big government healthcare scheme would kick you off your healthcare plan. And experts say it would cause doctor shortages and hospital closings. And you'd pay much higher taxes. In fact, even doubling our federal taxes wouldn't be enough to pay for Sinema's radical healthcare scheme. Kyrsten Sinema's healthcare agenda would be a nightmare for taxpayers and patients alike. The real Kyrsten Sinema is just too radical for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. Hi, thanks for joining. My earphone's back on. I'll tell you what.
Join the group.
Dave McAtee, you have another special guest here. Mr. Williams and his son are here.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
You know, it's funny. I have never worked anywhere where there wasn't another David, and so I brought one with me.
Yeah, David. Always nice to have an extra David.
That's
because
right.
That way, that guy on the radio, David, said
that's
so.
Right.
Well,
that's
it must
right.
have been him.
This is a different David.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear.
Uh-huh.
David Williams is the director of development services. So if you build a house or a building within the county outside of the incorporated Prescott, whatever, you're going to meet his lovely and talented staff when you submit your permits or your plans to get permits, and so we're here talking to Dave about that whole process.
Yeah, from what I can see, just meandering around our county, you must be pretty busy.
We are extremely busy right now. Our permit activity is through the roof.
It's literally
is through the roof. Thankfully, it's going the right way. It's not falling through the roof.
Yeah.
But, no, our permit activity is just skyrocketed. We did last year, we had a 21% increase over 2016. That's what we did in 17. We're on track to do 26% increase this year again. So we went from 3,600 permits in 2017 to approximately 4,600 this year, showing no signs of slowing down at all.
Are these balanced throughout the county, or is there one area that seems to be concentrated?
No, we really see the big growth areas that we have in the Paquito Valley, Antelope Meadows, Coyote Springs, just north of Prescott Valley, all the way out to the mountain at Legend Hills.
Okay.
On your way out to Jerome there, and then Williamson Valley especially. We see a lot of activity there. But over in Cottonwood, we see a tremendous amount of activity as well. Village of Oak Creek is booming right now. A lot of houses being built up there. Red Rock on the other side. We've got just a lot of renewed interest in areas we didn't have any interest in a few years ago.
And I have to assume this is partly because of the economy. The economy is doing well. People are employed. They've got money to build. And having gone through the build process, it's not always the easiest thing. And so it's good to have somebody like Dave who cares and wants to get people through this process.
How long does it take from a request to say, go ahead, get that permit?
So this is one of the things I'm most proud of. So I took over as director a year ago, actually, a little less than a year ago. And our turnaround times, I'll be very honest, they were atrocious. We were running 7 to 8 weeks to get your first review on a house plan, which in my mind is just unacceptable in the industry. And that was really a byproduct of just a backlog staff. We got hit with a wave of new homes. We're unable to react quickly enough to try to address those. And where we're at today, and I'm extremely proud of this, we're at 2 weeks turnaround time, which is ahead of the industry standard right now. So on our Prescott office, we're just under 2 weeks. In Cottonwood, we're about 2.5 to 3 weeks just because we lost some staff. Had a fantastic staff member that, I'll say it, unfortunately, City of Prescott stole him away from
what?
Me because of the economy. You know, it was an opportunity for him to move up. So we're real happy for him with that. But, you know, we got a new person coming on board over there, so I expect those numbers to come back down and get under that two-week number. But that's not good enough. I'm always looking for ways to improve what we do. And one of the initiatives we've got right now is an entirely new digital computer permitting system.
So the antiquated system slowly but surely has become antiquated.
It has. Our current software system is 20 years old. It was probably 10 years old when we bought it. So back before we all had cellular telephones running around, this thing came to life. So we chase plans around the building right now. They come in, so they got to go from person to person to person, copies. Our new system called CitizenServe should be online about April is what we're expecting. And what we're anticipating with that is it's going to streamline the entire process and cut that time frame down even more. When we get that up and running, when the plans come in, they'll be sent to all of the reviewers simultaneously. People will be able to apply for permits from the comfort of their couch while they're eating dinner. Just get on their computer and upload and take care of all of that. They'll be able to request inspections through the online permitting portals. And it's really going to streamline everything. Our inspectors are going to go to tablets in the field, so we'll be able to reduce the paper cost. That is one of those hidden numbers in building a house. They won't have to pay that anymore. You know, we're going to cut all of that.
You know, the way you're talking, it sounds like Chuck Roberts said at home, and I think I'll build a house. But how about the contractors and the guys that are building whole subdivisions? The same service available?
Same service. This is across the board. So it's really going to be able to help them out.
Means costs go down.
Means costs go down,
and planning
critical.
Goes ahead.
Absolutely.
So the planning process moves quicker, easier for the builder or the homeowner, as well as Dave's department. Now, can they still submit paper plans?
They will still be able to submit paper plans. We're going to have staff available to digitize them. So even as we go through that process, I'm going to make sure we get them into that digital format. If they're not able to do it at home, or they're not able to go to one of the reprographic companies and have them scanned, we'll take care of that for them.
We're talking about building homes. What about somebody that has a new septic tank they need to put in? Does that come through your office?
That'll come through our office as well. We have the department consists of the environmental unit, which takes care of those wastewater systems. planning, land use, which is our code enforcement, building safety, permitting, plan review. We've got addressing in there as well. And but pretty much I like to say, if you build it above ground or below ground, we're going to be involved. So
That's scary.
Well, and really what they're doing is making sure that it's being done right. It's not just because we want to be a hassle and jump through hoops. Yeah. I always think of, you think of the little old lady that's building a house and doesn't really know much about it. She's hired a contractor. Well, Dave is going to make sure that that contractor builds it right.
Well, one of the programs we run here, of course, is the Yavapai County Contractors Association. You must work pretty close with them.
We do. We really do. We're constantly in communication with them on different topics. We're working right now hand in hand actually on a coordinated code adoption for the 2018 building codes. And the YCCA is helping everybody coordinate this so that come hopefully July 1 is our target date. All the municipalities and county in Yavapai County will all go live on a brand new code set at one time.
And so everybody speaks the same language.
Everybody's speaking the same language. And more importantly, we're speaking the same dialect. Because right now, because the codes have always been looked at in individual, we'll call them silos, Prescott had their codes and their tweaks to those codes. Uh-huh. And we had ours and Prescott Valley had theirs. And it just created a regulatory nightmare for the contractors. They weren't able to easily submit plans and use the same plans that they submit to us at the county and use those same ones in Prescott Valley. We're trying to get everybody on the same page. It's for all that efficiency and really just reducing regulation where we can.
It really makes it a lot better, easier for the builders and the homeowners that are building, because now everybody's using the same code. It's the most recent code. My father-in-law builds in Sedona, and he told me one of the issues that he's had is he knows that this technology works in building, whatever it is, in the cement foundations, whatever. But because this county or whatever uses an older code that doesn't accept that technology, that technique,
everything comes to a halt.
Exactly. He can't use this. Now he's got to do something else. So now with everybody on the same code, the most recent up-to-date code, it just makes it so much easier for everybody.
Yeah, one of the things that I see that it kind of goes with this is the fact that the people who supply the materials, the contractor now can order, and based upon the schedule that you're making available to them, they can order their product, whether it's frames or drywall or brick or whatever. And so everything's more efficient rather than saying, well, we ordered a whole truckload of trusses, but we can't get them. So you have to wait another 2 weeks, and this way everybody's kind of working together so that we have a product that everybody can say we're on time.
Right. Yes.
And on budget.
With this new system, if you know that you need to call for this particular next inspection, you can just go online and order it, and they'll tell you when they're going to come out. And it's just really streamlining this complicated process.
And we're going to take a commercial break here in just a little bit. But Mr. Williams, what got you into this field? Because I'm going to ask her in a little bit.
Well, real estate was a family business growing up, and this just kind of became a natural evolution.
Wait, are you from this area?
I am actually from the Valley. My parents have lived up here for, I believe we're at 15 years now. Mm-hmm. So we always were up here visiting, and due to the economy, I was finally able to escape the Phoenix area, get out of the metro area, and bring the family up here 5 years ago. And we've loved it ever since.
And I'm glad that you are enjoying it here, because it sounds to me like you've got the plan that's going to make it a lot easier for everybody.
I sure.
All right, we're going to take a time out and be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable after the catch up on the news, and hopefully it's all good news out there. And we'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable. KQ&A, 1130 AM. 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and on the internet and around the world, KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December. Just in time for Christmas, auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Switching gears, I've often said that great music touches the soul, and the Yavapai Symphony Association has been doing that for area residents for the past 53 years. On Sunday, November 4th at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, their program will inspire us once again. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255. When you call, say the secret word, Elgar, and a $10 discount will be given on regular price tickets. Go to yavapaisymphony.org for more info.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Prescott City Council and the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors have approved bans on the use of electronic devices while driving, and the Prescott Valley and Chino Valley town councils could be next.
On Tuesday night, Chino Valley Police Chief Chuck Wynn discussed with town council the county ban approved earlier this month that goes into effect on November 2nd. Wynn explained if council adopts a similar ordinance, the town will start an education campaign with the public. Last week, the Prescott Valley Town Council discussed a similar ban. Police Chief Brian Jarrell told council his department is in support of any measure that will help reduce accidents. The City of Prescott ban is in effect as of November 23rd. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight to discuss a new water main project.
According to utilities engineer Randy Purim, the town is in partnership with Yavapai County to improve and maintain a portion of Sunset Lane. Before starting that project, a section of water main also needs to be installed on Pleasant Valley Drive to provide a loop system and minimize water outages. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the Library Auditorium on Civic Circle. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Clear skies this evening, cooling to the low 40s overnight in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then a beautiful Friday and KQ&A weather weekend. Sunny tomorrow through Sunday with highs tomorrow near 71, Saturday and Sunday 75. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low near 49, then sunny highs near 80 tomorrow, up to 84 Saturday and Sunday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hey, everybody. This is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, away we go, and happy Thursday, everybody. Chuck Roberts, along with David McAtee. I always call him McAfee.
I wish.
You wish, yeah. Security systems.
That's right.
Mogul. No.
If you'd bought the right numbers a couple of days ago.
I could have bought, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, who's, everybody have a cousin in South Carolina, right?
No, yeah.
I remember. Anyhow, Dave, I brought a couple special guests here. Sharon Rickman's with us right now. We back to you again. And tell me a little bit about why you are in. You're kind of the administrator of much of the public health.
Well, of the clinic, yes.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm there because I have a background in managing public funds, master's in public administration. So
now, where did you come from?
I'm Nobody Raskin.
Oh, a Cornhusker, eh? How are they doing this year?
Ask me that next year. Okay. You know, we have a new coach. But came here actually from Nebraska, but have lived in North Carolina, Tennessee, Kansas. So
just couldn't find a job.
Just couldn't find a job. Had to keep moving around.
You know, we were talking during the break. There is a famous fictional character, Sharon Richman, Rickman.
Yes, that's right. Soap opera. Fictional character in England, so I love that.
But Alan Rickman, no.
No, I like to say he's my cousin, but it's not true.
Well, no relation.
He is if we say it.
Yeah, so. That's right. It's on the radio. It's got to be true.
It's got to be true, yeah. So we were talking about all the things that are available to the community. Let's flush that out a little bit more and remind people who may have joined us late. What is available through your office?
Well, I want to hit on a new thing because it's very time relevant. And David's very aware of this and has helped us tremendously. But with open enrollment coming up, with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, from November 1 through December 15th, you can apply for health care through the marketplace.
Anybody can.
Anybody can.
Even if you have health insurance anyhow?
No. It's basically just for those who do not have any coverage.
Okay.
Either through their provider. I mean, if you're purchasing it on your own, that's different.
But if you find yourself priced out of the market, let's
correct.
See.
Yes.
Yes.
Come see us.
We have navigators, what I call them, and I think that's a term I don't hear it as much as I used to.
Technically, they're certified application counselors, CACs.
Of course they are.
Yes, well, navigators don't actually do applications. Where these lovely people will actually walk you through the application process, and it's amazingly helpful because applying for insurance
really
is really complicated. And if your income is above, I think it's 150% of the federal poverty level, then you
whatever apply, that is, which whatever is that, 40,
it changes
000,
every year. Yeah, then you apply for marketplace insurance. If it's below
now,
that,
you know, I kind of kid around
access.
About this, but there are, I'm sure there's lots of families out there who are just struggling to get by, and one of the things they have to put off is health care, and we don't have to do that.
We don't, and Arizona is a Medicaid expansion state, so if there is a need for access, you know, if you're living at, you think it's 150%?
I think it's 120%, 120% FPI.
Our certified application counselors can help you apply for that as well.
And they'll tell you if you are or not.
Absolutely.
It doesn't cost anything to ask.
And it doesn't cost anything. And you can basically walk in, and they ask you for a little bit of information, like where is your, how many people in your household, what's your income. And the reason they're doing that is because they want to know which way to go. If you're at above that 120 FPL, then they put you in the marketplace application. If you're below it, they help you through the access application. And access, Medicaid, you can actually apply for all year. It's just that marketplace insurance, you have to apply within that open enrollment period. Yeah, well
it's 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
November 1 to December 15th.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah.
if you haven't applied by December 15th, you're out of luck till next year.
Unless you have what's called a qualifying event, which means you've lost insurance or something changes
there's
in your
always
household.
A, there's always
an addendum.
An addendum because, you know, in all seriousness, there's sometimes emergencies happen.
Things happen, that's right.
And where would people go to talk to some of your certified
application counselors. Any of our clinics.
We mentioned them before, so let's mention them again.
1090 Commerce Drive in Prescott, 3212 North Windsong Drive in Prescott Valley, 51 Bryan Mickelson Parkway in Cottonwood.
What have I not asked you do you want to talk about?
How about our quality award? Now, I realize we are almost through the 10th month of 2018, but so, for 2017, yes, it's almost Halloween, and you might want to make an appointment on Halloween. The staff at CCY do get a little carried away with the costumes. I don't, but they do, and it's kind of fun. But HRSA, the federal government, they look at our quality measures, and last year we were a quality award winner, and they do that annually. So, of course, we're hoping to be a quality award winner again, and that's based on our measurements like, you know, how do we take care of our diabetics? Are we routinely doing an A1C? Are we doing foot checks? Are our people getting immunizations? Are they getting...
When you say our people, you're talking about...
Our patients.
Yeah. Our citizens.
And they've actually got a really great ratio of patients to providers. So it's not that difficult to get an appointment.
It's not. We also strive for the quality piece. You know, healthcare has changed, and you do need to see quite a few people every hour, but we don't want our providers seeing more than three people an hour. We'd like them to hit about 2.5 to 3.
Yeah.
Because quality starts to suffer.
And, you know, and one of the things that I know the doctors and caregivers want is 15, 20 minutes to talk to somebody. And kind of find out how are you feeling, and find out if there are some underlying issues that maybe, you know, it's not just the fact that I hurt my arm. You find out how and why. And sometimes that's kind of scary.
It can be scary. And sometimes those probing questions bring up other things that are going on.
So you don't want that, wheel to turn so fast that, you know, the caregiver doesn't have time to kind of find out.
Right. We have to keep people going through at a rate.
But if you have 15 or 20 minutes, you can usually.
Yes.
But you want to go to, yeah, you don't want to have 20 people an hour.
You don't. We do have an hour for each provider per day. That's 10-minute visits. And it is for those people that we have relationships with, as in their established patient. And, you know, when you have flu, cold, you know, I hate to admit it, but I'll go to the doctor and say, I need a Z-Pack. You know, we don't want people dictating to their physician. But if you're an established patient and you're running a fever and you have the sore throat, you need
a
strep test.
Yeah.
those 10-minute visits do it. And you don't want to be there 20 minutes if it's an acute visit and you're not feeling well. You want them
to follow up type of thing.
And send you on your way.
Especially during the allergy season.
Yeah. Well, everybody that walks through is going to be asked, have you had your flu shot? Do you want a flu shot? And then in those visits, they're going to ask, how are you doing? Are you feeling depressed? Because that can lead to a lot of open doors. And
what is your pain threshold right now?
Sure. These are questions that the doctors are going to ask because they have the time. You know, if you go in there for your flu shot, it's going to be in and out and you're done.
Yeah.
But if it's a regular annual visit, they're going to spend enough time with you.
Especially a first-time visit.
Yes,
those first-time visits. Especially if mom and dad come in with the kids, you want to talk about the whole family situation.
And they have OBGYNs and pediatricians.
We have reproductive health. So a lot of women's health needs are met in our office.
The Woman Health Check Program.
I'm going to take a time out before we go to the time out, though. The breast cancer screening, that's something very special you're going on right now.
Well, we do have the Well Woman Health Care Program in our office. So women who can't afford to have a mammogram, we can access funds to pay for that. And then we have treatment dollars as well.
So that's kind of an important issue.
It is. And the stories behind that, the women that they have actually helped diagnose and get treatment and probably save their lives are numerous.
All right. We're going to take a time out. Be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world on KQ&A.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
The antioxidants in Welch's Concord grape juice aren't just antioxidant. Nah, they hate oxidants. Welch's antioxidants track down those nasty oxidants, find their leader, and beat it to a sniveling oxidant pulp in front of all the other oxidants so they slink away like scared puppies and you never have to worry about them ever again. That's a Welch's antioxidant. The world's toughest antioxidants. Welch's. Tough as grapes.
For all those repairs for your vehicle, getting the right mechanic matters. From oil changes, brakes, shocks, and air conditioning, finding the right mechanic matters. From radiators, timing belts, and axles, getting the right mechanic really matters. Even for really big jobs like transmission and engines, finding the right mechanic makes all the difference. So, where else would you go? AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care. Call them today, 928-759-5588, or go to amcoprescott.com. AA. MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. I personally guarantee that you will love your experience with us. So don't go here for an oil change, there for electrical diagnostic, and somewhere else for air conditioning work. We do it all at AA MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. Hey, Q&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes host the Vancouver Canucks live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you very much for joining us this Thursday afternoon. Dave McAfee has brought some very fine folks on a regular basis to this program. Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
It's a chance for everybody to kind of meet the people who help make this county work so well.
And I think it's important to understand that, you know, the tax dollars that pay for the county services, where they're going and how they're used, and that we're doing it efficiently.
Okay. We have Dave Williams over here, who is development director?
Development services director.
Yeah. And you have a special guest.
I do indeed. And I'm actually quite honored to introduce this guest. This is my son, Matthew Williams. And Matthew is, the official title is Master Counselor, which is the leadership position in an organization called DMOLAY. And the DMOLAY organization is a very old one. It's actually almost 90 years, actually it's 93 years old now, if the math is right in my head. And what I'd like to do is kind of turn it over to him to talk about this for just a moment.
Okay, my friend, David, your son Matthew is going to tell us about DMOLAY.
Well, thank you. So DMOLAY is an international youth organization, and it teaches young men in between the ages of 12 and 20 leadership, patriotism, and other really important moral values. Here in Prescott, our meetings, our fun meetings, are every month.
And did you say a fun meeting?
Yes.
A fun meeting? I'm in on that. Oh, wait, I'm too old for that, huh? Tell me more.
So these fun meetings have a very wide range of events. We've done bowling, we've done laser tag, we've done mini golf, and we just recently had a Halloween party.
All right.
And our other meeting, which is a business meeting, teaches business organizational skills and public speaking, which is very important today.
What you're doing right now?
Yes.
It's not relegated to a school. This is a whole community-wide organization, DMLA. How do guys find out about it?
Okay. I'll go ahead and I'll take that for him. So we do have a website, or an email address, I should say, and that's prescott.dad@azdemolay.com.
There you go.
It must be late in the
disregard.
Day. azdemolay.org, azdemolay.org. Or check us out on Facebook. We've got a wonderful Facebook page at Yavapai County DMOLAY chapter. And it really is a wonderful organization because through this is a youth-led organization. Unlike a lot of the others where the adults lead everything, the adults step back in this case, and we push back down to the youth to come up with their monthly budgets, the yearly plans, to work on the public speaking and to run meetings as meetings should be run. They have to take minutes. They have to do all of these things. And this is a skill set, I'll be very honest, that I don't see as an employer, I don't see a lot of these skills come into the workplace. I actually, if I move back on and put my director hat on, one of the things I've seen recently is that I have a difficult time getting staff members who've done public speaking. It's one of the things I think our universities are kind of failing us on right now, that they put these folks out, as much as I hate to say, these kids out of college with wonderful technical backgrounds and, philosophical ideals and all of this. But at the end of the day, it's tough to put them in front of a microphone in front of 100 people and do a meeting.
It's interesting you say that because over the years, I have seen more than a few surveys that say the majority of people's greatest fears, number one is fear of death, number two, fear of public speaking.
Yeah.
And so DMOLAY helps get a young man involved in that. And Matthew, you're one of the leaders. So how many people are involved in your group?
Right now, we have about 10 people right now on a, I guess, monthly basis. Yeah.
And, and Halloween party is and golf and laser tag and all that. That's the fun part. But you do have some serious sides to all this. And again, where do the meetings take place?
So the meetings take place at the Masonic Lodge on 1028 Willow Creek. It's actually the Bank of America building is what the front of the building is. The lodge entrance is actually in the back by the ATM. And the Masonic Lodge is on the second floor, and we occupy the third floor with the youth organizations. So we've got the boys here with DeMolay. There's also a Job's Daughters chapter, and that's the same type of an organization,
same
but it's for the girls, and from 12 to 20 as well, so that they can also be taught and learn these valuable skills.
All right, Dave McAtee, before we close things up, I'm sure you have some thoughts about how people can find out more about Sharon, Dave, and all the other things that are available on the Internet for Yavapai County residents.
Yes, the Internets are very helpful, and you can go to...
You know, one other thing I want to say, I didn't realize it. There is a web page, main page, home page.
Yes, yes.
And every Wednesday they put the job... New jobs that are available.
Right.
They're there every day, but every Wednesday they update it.
Right.
So people looking for work, you go to your website.
Absolutely. Yavapai.us, not .com, but .us is where you can go. There's a link right at the top, says job opportunities or something along those lines. Click on that. It'll take you to the website that lists all of the jobs that are available. And as you said, they update them every Wednesday. We also post a hot job on our Facebook page every Wednesday when we get the new one. So you can follow us on Facebook, which is just Facebook.com/Yavapai County. Also, same with Twitter. But yeah, Yavapai.us is where you can go to find Dave Williams' website, Sharon Rickman's website, and all of the others, and just get a tremendous amount of information about the services that are provided by the county.
One of the things that I go to that website every once in a while just to, because you update the news and word closures and things like that. There's a site there if you've been called to jury duty, to find out more about if you were called to jury duty, court information. So
yes.
You have to keep that pretty, you're
click
a pretty
on
busy guy.
Absolutely. Click on departments, and you'll see every department that the county has, and just a tremendous amount of information. And if you can't find it there, in fact, every other Tuesday when we have the board meetings, you can watch those online, watch them live. And if you're wondering why would I watch a board meeting, well, there's a lot of decisions that get made that affect every citizen. So it's not a bad idea to watch those.
And you had Leslie Hoffman here not too long ago.
Yes.
There's a busy lady right now.
Yes, she is very busy right now at election time. You hardly see her standing still.
So, Sharon, any final thoughts?
You threw me for a loop. I thought we were done.
Well, she's doing a loop.
Remind your listeners that we accept new patients. The fact that we accept Medicare is a huge deal. We have an aging population, particularly in Prescott. And a lot of providers will not accept new Medicare patients, but we will.
And again, all this information is available at the web at your homepage.
Absolutely.
We'll track you down that
way. CHCY.info is theirs, or you can find it through Yavapai.us.
And Dave Williams, you're busy.
I am really busy.
And we're happy to hear that things are, you know, the upgrades, the things are moving quickly and professionally for all the people that are in the area, whether it's building a home or having a home built or taking care of other issues on their property.
Yeah. The one thing I'll throw out here in the closing seconds here is we do maintain a Facebook page as well. We put out a lot of information on it. It's Yavapai County Development Services. We also include a lot of training for the public on that from a monthly lunch and learn that we do. We do a tremendous amount of outreach in the department. I'd love for everybody to check out the Facebook page.
All right.
Yeah, those lunch and learns are really helpful if you've ever even thought about building a house.
Mr. McAtee, we hope to see you back here again soon.
Always, Chuck.
All right. And Matthew Williams, congratulations on your leadership position with DeMolay. Continued success.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap things up for this Thursday. We will take a break, and I think we got a hockey game tonight against the Coyotes against the Canucks, and that's at 7 o'clock right here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and on the Internet. We've talked about that a lot. KQ&A.com. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.